Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will do. 752 WTIC. Good morning. I'm Ray Dunaway. And joining us, I didn't know that Major was coming in, but he is. Roger Dupree is here. He is with the Salvation Army and, of course, Major. And he is. This is Salvation Army Week, which goes back to William Booth about how many years ago?
Well, William Booth started the Salvation Army in 1865 in London. And we've been going strong ever since then.
What was it, what inspired him to do this?
You know, he was walking the streets of London and he saw a lot of children running around there looking desperately, hoping for something to eat that day. Most of them wouldn't get something to eat that day. And he saw people struggling with alcoholism and hoping to find some kind of reality for their lives. And most of them wouldn't find it there. And he was a Methodist minister at the time. And he said, there has to be something more. These people, I preach and I preach and preach and they don't listen to me. I need to find a way to get through to them, and started this very practical arm of help for these people, realizing that if someone's stomach is empty, they're not going to hear much what you have to say.
Not at all.
The best hope of them hearing what he had to say about how much God loves them is by reaching out to them and meeting their practical needs. Then he might have an audience with them.
Exactly. And so you have, for example, we know this now because we've been together for a long time. Of course, we have the Holiday Store, which goes to some of the programs that even during Salvation Army Week are hard at work.
Yeah, very much hard at work. Still sheltering people, still working against human trafficking, still taking children to camp for the summer. That's our big push right now. I mentioned to you earlier, Brenda Downing like put the squeeze on me saying, please mention
Lovely
camp
Brenda.
This summer.
So, okay, well, we will. And okay, it's I think we talked about it at the Holiday Store, too. I do believe we did.
We did.
But anyway, like, what's the cost to send a kid to this camp for, let's say, a week?
Well, what it costs us is about $500 a week to send them there and somewhere in that neighborhood to run the camp and everything. What it costs a child is
nothing.
We might ask them for a $10 deposit just to hold a spot if their families can afford that. But many of the families can't even afford that. And so we take them out there and we give them a week at camp in a beautiful Camp Connery. I'm sporting the attire.
Oh, very nice.
This
yeah, very nice.
And it's in Ashford, Connecticut. Beautiful. Oh,
totally away from the city.
Totally. There's a beautiful lake on the land and all kinds of rock wall and cabins that they stay in. And they get a refreshing look at the world out there and how much of God's nature is available to them. And,
right.
And it's life transforming for many.
There's more to life than my block.
There is, absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, the other thing you have, and if you go to the website, Salvation Army CT, well, it's not the website, but just Google it, you'll find it. The Right Place. Are you working on that too?
We are. The Right Place is continuing to serve about 123 children a day in our two locations between.
Like preschool?
It's a preschool program and operates between Sigourney Street and. Up on Nelson Street, another location
in the North
of ours
End, yeah.
In the North End. And just preparing children for what's ahead for them, because we know if they get a head start, that makes a
Maybe
whole difference in the education.
Work, yeah.
Yeah.
At least, you know, if it doesn't stick, but at least you get them into it. And if you're having some success, you then will say, oh, I want to do this some more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, what else are you guys working on?
We again, the homeless program, the homeless
Bless you.
Excuse me. I'm working on health, family health. You know, we're still sheltering people on a regular basis, and we're out of the cold weather season, which was intense this year. We saw
what had to be horrible.
Hundreds of people passing through our way, and then the effects of the snow and ice, the way it built up this year, was just tough as all get out, but. But listen, the good people of this region always come together and always make things happen for us. We have a wonderful partnership with the city of Hartford on the cold weather alarm days there.
And so
our anti-human trafficking efforts are...
We talked about this through the holiday story.
We did.
And this is more and more. You know, the story I get is that it was going on, but nobody was aware of it. And now people are aware of it, and, you know, there you go.
And it's those efforts are ramping up more than ever. People are hurting big time. And, you know, the Salvation Army, one of our former international leaders once said that the lifeblood of the Salvation Army runs through the tragedies of this world. And that's really the sum total of who we are, reaching out to people who are in a most desperate state and hoping to make a difference in their lives.
Well, let me just say, I mean, you know, and we say this ad nauseum at the holiday store, but I mean, the fact is, when there is no place else to go, there is the Salvation Army.
And we always want to be there as a means of last resort for people, as a safety net, if you will. It's an overused phrase sometimes, and people don't get the essence of it, or we lessen the essence of it by using it so much. But it is the truth. They're falling off a tightrope, and what's the next stop if there's not a net to catch them?
Hard pavement.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey, Rogers, good to see you.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, if you can help them out, Salvation Army, Connecticut, it'll show up right there. You'll get it.
Worth a trip out here just to to visit with you, Ray.
Good seeing you.
All right.
Thanks for coming in,
Ray. God bless. Thanks.
All right, Major.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.